A virtual explosion of complexity has occurred within the economy over the last few years, and we are being asked to understand it all. Words and phrases like pollution rights, algorithm-based artificial intelligence, and hot money appear regularly in the news, and many of us don't know what they actually mean. Furthermore, the incessant stream of fear-mongering soundbites on the news and on the internet only leaves us confused and anxious. But it is, in fact, possible for us to demystify virtually all of it. Essentially, the world economy is no more complicated than the domestic economy that we navigate daily. We don't think twice about using the internet or crossing the street to get a better deal when buying an appliance. It's not so different from crossing borders to invest our money or to buy and sell goods and services. Sound economic judgment is one of the most needed skills in the world today. And since most of what we're getting from politicians is manipulative rhetoric that plays to our fears and heightens division, we're going to have to look out for our own economic interests. The idea of this book is not only to give you a basic understanding of what is happening in the world economy, but also to provide you with the tools to be able to make sense of future economic events, good or bad. Whoever we are, college students or business people, environmentalists or farmers, homemakers or union activists, if we're going to be responsible citizens and consumers, we're going to have to learn the basics of the economy we live in. It was his friend Dwight MacDonald, one of the great critics of that era, who salvaged the papers strewn about Schwartz's hotel room at the time of his death. They would have vanished forever if it hadn't been for a chance encounter in a bar between MacDonald's son Michael and the owner of a moving company in Greenwich Village called the Covered Wagon. MacDonald lost track of them and would write me later, "I find in my files a note on Delmore regarding White Horse Days, which places the Covered Wagon as being over Bradley's restaurant, University Place at 11th Street. Schwartz's papers were at the Covered Wagon." MacDonald took on the role of Schwartz's literary executor. No one else had volunteered. And for years afterward, the papers were stored at Hofstra University on Long Island, where MacDonald was teaching at the time. But 3 months before my visit in the fall of 1974, he arranged for them to be transferred to his own alma mater, Yale. I would be the first person to examine what MacDonald had rescued, barely, from oblivion.